track 6, and we continue with the news stories. A former Newton Abbott Market Hall trader held a grand opening for her new shop on Saturday. Union Street is now home to jewellery, puzzles and entertainment emporium. Having not been allocated a space in the temporary indoor market, traders Kim and John Ludlow were in need of new premises, and they soon landed on the Union Street premises, formerly the home of wedding dress shop Serenity. "We're really happy to be here," Kim said. "We're happy to welcome everyone who wants to come in. We've lots of new stock coming in, and we're happy to order in bits as well. Our customers from the market are beginning to find us, but we could do with being able to put up a sign. We need something to let people know about the shops up here," she added. Moving into her own space has allowed Kim to expand, including not just jewellery and puzzles, but also books and embroidery, as well as space for John's stock of DVDs and Blu-rays. The shop was opened by Newton Abbott Mayor Councillor Alex Hall and Mayoral Consort Jane Murden.
Bring out your unwanted pesticides. A free collection of garden pesticides from properties in Newton Abbott gets underway next month. Dubbed the Big Bradley Pesticide Collection, the initiative is offering a free doorstep collection of unwanted pesticide containers from properties in the Bradley area of the town. The initiative, which is thought to be the first of its kind in the UK, takes place between the October the 21st and 25th. Herbicides, insecticides, slug pellets or other chemical pest control products are eligible for collection. These products can pose a risk to human health, pets and the wider environment and should not be left on a shelf or put in a black bin. But they can be disposed of safely as a part of the Big Bradley pesticide collection. The collection is the latest stage of Community Green Group Green Futures Pesticide-Free Bradley initiative. The group began the initiative to encourage every householder, business and public sector organisation across the ward to go pesticide-free. A coordinator for the group said, "This is a community-based approach to making our environment healthier and more sustainable over the longer term for future generations. We are very grateful to the Devon Environment Foundation, the town, district and county councils, and the Sewers Recycling and Recovery for their support." Councillor Richard Buscombe, representative for Bradley Ward, said, "We voted for Newton Abbott Town Council to go pesticide-free back in November 2023, and now we want to support local residents to do the same." Executive Member for Recycling, Household Waste and Environmental Health, Councillor Peter Williams said, "We recognise the importance of helping local residents to reduce the environmental and health risks of having pesticide containers in their household. So, if you live in the Highwick, Bradley Valley or Heal Park areas of Newton Abbott, check your shed or garage for any old pesticide containers and book your free council collection. And to book a free collection, visit Teignbridge District Council's website."
Charity appeal for members. An appeal has been launched for new members to join a vital Dawlish charity. The Friends of Dawlish Hospital, who recently successfully campaigned for the reopening of the hospital's minor injuries unit, is looking for more help to continue to support the hospital. Current Chairman Jeff King explained, "It is no exaggeration to say that the hospital is unlikely to have been built had the Friends not pledged to provide all the infrastructure within the building. And that includes beds, furniture, kitchen and other equipment needed for the hospital to function. The commitment of £850,000 at 1998 prices was provided by the support of the Dawlish community and generous donations. Since then, the Friends have maintained the original fittings and continued to supply updated equipment, ranging from floor scrubbers and televisions to lower limb treatment chairs and security systems. The charity also funds the provision of a hospital support worker and maintenance of the sensory garden. Jeff added, "We continue to raise money to provide this help and are looking for new members to help us achieve what is a worthwhile cause. And anyone interested in finding out more about helping should contact Jeff on 01626 86290.
End of the road for Queen Street legal battle. A legal challenge to reverse the changes to Newton Abbott's Queen Street is at, quote, end of the road. The association spearheading the challenge says so. Having received advice back from its appointed barristers, the Queen Street Traders and Residents Association, or QSTAR, has said its legal challenge to reverse the changes implemented under the joint Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council venture now appears unfeasible. The association said that mounting a legal challenge to force a reversal of the pedestrianisation of Queen Street based on legal errors and the unrealistic cost of fighting the council appears unfeasible. In a statement posted to the Save Queen Street Facebook page, QSTAR said, "It was noted that the bar for the consultation process was set so low that it was easily met by the councils who, despite the final consultation demonstrating strong opposition to parts of the scheme, they chose to ignore this. It was also noted that the committee took it in good faith that air quality would improve in Newton Abbott, although there was no statistical evidence presented to back this up. Some elements of the scheme cannot even be considered by the barrister until the scheme is actually completed. It therefore seems unreasonable to ask traders, many of whom are already suffering from a reduction in trade, to back the cost of further legal advice. Regretfully, it therefore appears to be the end of the road for the legal challenge." QSTAR said it was extremely disappointing to have this outcome and that all lines of challenge have been fully considered.
Iconic clock tower to sport new cross. An iconic church clock tower in the centre of Teignmouth is to gain an illuminated cross if planning is approved. Leaders of St James the Less Church in Teignmouth hope the addition of a cross to the tower, which dates back to the mid-13th century, will help people identify the building as a Christian church. Many, or even most, established Teignmouthians are well aware that St James, with its unusual and possibly unique octagonal nave, is one of the two parish churches that serve the community of Teignmouth, as St James's spokesperson said. However, for many others, it is just a large grey building with an ancient-looking redstone tower, the spokesperson added. Some people have even mistaken the tower for a castle. The stainless steel and green glass cross will be mounted underneath the existing clock on the tower. It will be backlit to provide soft illumination so it can be seen in the dark. The Parochial Church Council, the PCC, hopes the cross will clearly identify the building as a church and will serve as a beacon of hope. The proposed cross carries the Christian message and promotes the use of the building with its continued use as a place of worship for the town, the PCC said. This in itself is consistent with the building's conservation, as it will help secure the long-term future of the church with its existing use as a place of worship for Teignbridge, it added.